各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Brothers and sisters, may the peace of the Lord be with you.
感谢神的带领，让小弟以注目传道的身份，第一次跟我们弟兄姐妹在这里遵守安息圣日。
Thanks the Lord, as a station full-time minister, this is my first Sabbath attending services with brothers and sisters.
我们来看《生命记》。
Let's refer to the book of Deuteronomy.
《生命记》三十一章
，Chapter 31。
三十一章十三节
，Verse 13。
十三节也使他们未曾晓得这律法的儿女得以听见，学习敬畏主你们的神，在你们过约旦河要得为业之地存活的日子，常常这样行。这是摩西在还没有进到迦南地吩咐以色列百姓的一番话语。
Prior to the entrance to entering the land of Canaan, this is the word of Moses to the people of Israel.
也是摩西在临终之前的勉励。
It was his last encouragement to the Israelites.
他告诉这些以色列百姓将来进到神所赏赐为业的地去。
He told the Israelites when they are going to inherit the land of Canaan given by the Lord.
所要教导给后代子孙的是要怎么样来敬畏神。
How are they going to teach the children so they could fear so they could hear and learn to fear the Lord?
他并不是交代这些以色列百姓在将来要怎么样教育后代子孙怎么样做更多的农作物也好畜牧也好。
They didn't command the Israelites how to instruct the children to do the farming or the other agricultural works.
教导他们要怎么样来防守怎么样来征战。
Or how to pastoral the flocks and how to grow or protecting the country.
而是教导他们说要敬畏神。
But he emphasized and telling the Israelites that they have to fear the Lord.
敬畏神是整个旧约圣经的主题。
Fearing of God is the subject in the entire Bible, in the entire Old Testament.
那旧约圣经也让我们看到以色列人在这个敬畏神不敬畏神的事情上所付出的代价有多大。
And we also learn how the Israelites pay a very high price for not fearing of God.
也许有弟兄姐妹会这么说。
Perhaps some brother sister may make a comment.
说那个是旧约时代的事情。
And this happened during the Old Testament period.
我们现在是新约时代，是恩典时代。
We now are in the time of New Testament, and we live under grace and mercy.
我们的神比较可爱，比较慈爱。
And our God is God is very merciful and very lovely.
所以我们不用怕他，我们爱他就可以了。
We don't have to fear the Lord, and we should just simply love Him.
也许这也是我们现今的信徒不同于古圣徒甚至初代信徒的表现。
Perhaps this are the behavior and also the reaction of the modern members than was the members in the Old Testament time or the our early members.
新约圣经真的没有教导我们要敬畏神吗？
Did the Bible never tell us that we should fear Him?
敬畏神同样也是新约圣经的教导跟主题。
Fearing of God is also the New Testament teachings, especially a very important subject.
更是初代教会发展 成长的不可或缺的动力跟基础。
It is also the foundation and motivation of our early churches during their growth.
哎，我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's refer to the books of Acts.
《使徒行传》九章的三十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 31.
《使徒行传》九章三十一节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 31.
三十一节那时，犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立。凡是敬畏主、蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied.
圣经在这里说，初代教会他兴旺发展。
And here recorded the early churches prospered.
信徒凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰。
And members walked in the fear of the Lord and in comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied.
人数就大大的加增。
And we noticed there was significant growth of membership.
凡事敬畏主，他的意思就是行在敬畏主里头。
Fearing of God means walking in the fear of the Lord.
换句话说，敬畏主是初代教会信徒们的一个写照。
And fearing of the Lord, we can see is a big, a very, is very significant in the early churches.
谈到敬畏啊。
And fearing of God,
使徒时代的教会是一个充满着惊吓的时代。
And during the apostle time, there are a lot of very scary things happened. Very frightful things happened.
初代的信徒不是受到周遭环境的惊吓，就是受到神能力的震撼。
And they were actually amazed by the power of the Lord, or they were threatened by the living environment.
对于他们来说，在当时那一个信仰不友善对信仰极其不利的环境里头。
They live in a very unfavorable environment.
怎么样要坚强他们的心智，使他们能够勇往直前不离不弃呢？
How could their faith be strengthened? Then they will not, then they will be able to stand firm and will never give up.
答案不是纯粹的安慰与鼓励而已
So the answer is not just simply a comfort and encouragement.
却是更多的惊吓。
And there are a lot of other surprises.
更大的惊吓。
And a lot even more frightful things.
这有点类似这个军队在战场上作战。
It's very similar to the soldiers fighting in the battlefield.
怎么样能够让在战场上作战的军人面对枪林弹雨而不退缩？而不惧怕。
And how would the soldiers be fighting very bravely in the battlefield, facing the life rounds and would never withdraw?
那不是把辅导长找来叫他对他的这些队员们进行辅导跟安慰就能解决的。
You don't just simply call a counselor to psychologically or mentally encourage them.
而是必须靠着如山的军令，不容讨价还价的军纪。
And you really have to carry out and give very strict orders, and there should be no bargaining in the military services.
让这些军人们知道，如果他们服从指挥，朝着敌人的炮火冲锋陷阵，他们还有活着的机会。
So all the soldiers should realize that they have to carry they have to submit and carry out the orders and charge even facing the real life rounds, they may have a chance to survive.
而退缩只有死路一条。
And withdrawal is a dead end.
绝对没有姑息的侥幸。
And there will be no bargaining and no compromising.
所以军人对于这个如山的军纪跟军令的惧怕，让他们能够胜过战场上的恐惧。
And the soldier should fear of the tough military commands and orders as well as disciplines.
才能够执行 上级所交付的任务跟使命。
And they will be able to execute the orders from their superiors.
同样的情形跟观念也在初代的使徒教会里头。
By the same token, this also applied and happened during the apostolic period.
使徒行传的第四章那边记载着彼得跟约翰在公会祭司长跟众长老面前能够侃侃而谈。
And during in chapter 4, we learned that Peter and the others disciples briefly defending in front of the council rulers, elders and scribes.
为了真理大无畏的争辩，让公会的人都稀奇他们的胆量。
And they were not afraid power and making the elders, rulers, scribes very amazed.
因而认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
So they realized that they have followed Jesus.
这些祭司长也好，长老们也好，他们拥有特殊的宗教与社会的地位。
And all the rulers and elder scribes had very high social status.
他们进一步的恐吓彼得跟约翰。
And they began to threaten Peter and all the disciples.
要他们退缩，要他们怯懦。
And they want them to withdraw.
但是彼得跟约翰却这么讲。
And both Peter and John make this statement.
我们来看第四章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter
4, 4章的十九节
verse 19.
十九节，彼得、约翰说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。”二十节
，20.
我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。
But Peter and John answered and said to them, Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
彼得跟约翰不畏惧这些外来的惊吓跟压力。
And Peter and John were not afraid of persecution and all the external pressures.
是什么力量能够让他们胜过呢？
And what kind of a power enabling them to prevail and overcome?
我们从他们被释放回来之后，跟其他的门徒同心合意的祷告。
We may refer to the prayer after they were released.
我们来看三十一节。
Let's continue to read verse 31.
三十一节，祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满。
And when they had prayed, and the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
能够让这些使徒们胜过外在环境的惊吓跟压力的，不是那种安慰也好啦，那种辅导也好。而是更大的惊吓，来自于神的惊吓。
And what truly and really making the disciple to overcome the external persecution is not, it was actually from fearing of God.
他们是怎么样被神的圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道的
？And how were they filled with the Holy Spirit of God and spoke the word of Him with boldness?
神在他们祷告之后，地大震动。
And we notice that after the prayer, the earth shook.
震撼了每一个初代教会信徒的心灵。
Actually, startling all the heart and of all the believers during in the early churches.
让他们对他们所服侍、所相信、所敬拜的真神大大的敬畏。
And they were all fear of God.
我们想想看，如果今天呢？
Let's take a look.
当我们
in the modern time, and after our prayer,
地大大的震动。
If the same scenario happened, the earth was shaken.
我们会有什么样的感受
？What kind of a reaction? What kind of feeling that we will have?
我们会 体验到神跟我们同在，神垂听我们的祷告。
We will truly experience the assistance of the God, and He abides in us. He is indeed with us.
哦，他作为我们的后盾。
And He is our shield, and we are backed up by the Lord.
那我们对于我们所遭遇的困难，我们所处的逆境，又有什么害怕呢？
And we should be no fear of any kind of adversary and nor any difficulties.
哦，所以使徒教会。
So during the time of apostolic church,
他们之所以能够成长，人数之所以能够加添，
the reasons why the church could grow, was
信仰能够得到纯净，
and also they have very pure faith.
不是在于怎么样得到辅导、得到安慰，而是在于内在外在的惊吓。
It was not because how they were encouraged and counseled, nor they were threatened by the external environment.
而是在于对神的敬畏。
And they were all fear of God.
他们活在敬畏当中啊。
And they live in fearing of God.
这样来让他们的信仰得到得到纯净，让教会得到成长。
So they were edified by the pure faith and truth.
今天我们都希望我们的教会也好，我们个人信仰也好，能够进步，能够成长。
We all expect either individuals or the entire church can grow.
或许我们缺少的就是对神敬畏的心。
Perhaps we are in the lackage of fearing of God.
那我们接下来我们来看一看初代的教会、使徒的教会，因为敬畏神而带来的三方面的果效。
And we can also learn that due to fearing of God, there are three very significant results and outcome occur during the apostolic church.
第一个。
Firstly,
因为敬畏神。
Because of fearing of God,
信徒们便不敢轻慢自己的信仰。
And they now they look upon their faith.Very seriously.
能够努力的来律己啊。
And they discipline themselves very strictly.
在旧约圣经里头记载着一些义人呢。
There are righteous there were saints recorded in the Bible.
一个比较普遍对他们的描述就是敬畏神。
And there's a general description about the faith is.Fearing of God.
我们来看一下约伯记的第一章八节。
Let's refer to the book of Job.
约伯记一章八节。
Job chapter 1,
第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
八节，神问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再也没有人像他完全正直。”敬畏神，远离恶事。
Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?
神介绍约伯对这个敬畏神是他的德性当中的一样。
This is how God described Job. One of the very important characteristics is fearing of God.
新约圣经也是一样。
By the same token, during the New Testament time,
我们来看使徒行传的第十章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 4.
第十章在介绍这个哥尼流这个外邦人的时候
When the family of Cornelius were, when Cornelius was mentioned in Acts chapter 4.
第十章
chapter 10.
第十章第一节
Chapter 10 verse 1
一节，在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。第二节
Verse 2
他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。在这里我们看到敬畏神也是对哥尼流的描述。
Here, there's another description about Cornelius, and in verse 2, it describes he was a devout man and one who feared God.
敬畏神不但是圣经里头对义人的描述，更是在拣选工人不可缺少的条件。
So fearing of God is not an important significant of the believers, and also one of the important requirements when selecting the sacred workers.
哦，当摩西为了管理200多万的以色列百姓伤痛脑筋的时候，他的岳父叶特罗建立在百姓当中设立首领。
When Moses had a deep concern about how to administer 2 million population, his father-in-law suggested that he should select leaders.
哦，来协助摩西哦，来治理百姓。
And、to assist him to rule over the entire nation.
哦，那他拣选这些首领协助摩西治理百姓。有什么样的条件呢？
So what are the requirements?
我们来看出埃及记的18章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 18.
出埃及记18章的21节。
Verse 21. 请把空调调整一下，非常闷热。
21节，并要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏神、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人，派他们做千夫长、百夫长、50夫长、10夫长，管理百姓。
Moreover, you should select from all the people an able man such as fear God, a man of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of 1,000, rulers of 100, rulers of 50s, and rulers of 10s.
哦，可见啊，敬畏神哦，是服侍神的人不可或缺的性格。
So fear of God is a very important requirement to be a sacred worker.
今天教会在选拔人才来承担属灵的侍奉。
When we try to select sacred workers serving the Lord.
哦，不是挑那些天不怕地不怕哦，心比天高的勇士啊。
We don't just select those who are not fear of anything.
却是要拣选一些对神心存敬畏的人。
We should select those who fear God.
这有点像说姐妹在找对象的时候。
Just like when a girl is looking for a husband.
不会考虑那一些什么敢作敢为、凡事冒进的匹夫。
She will not just look for someone who is very in a brave and not afraid of death.
而是选择真正敬畏神的弟兄。
And she will only look upon those who are fear of God. Look for the one who is fear of God.
什么人最可怕？
And who is the most frightful person?
连神都不怕的人最可怕。
The person who is not afraid of God is very scary.
我们啊。要远远的避开这些人。
And we should avoid communicating with those people.
对现今的基督徒来说。
And to modern Christians.
敬畏神也许不是我们真实的写照。
Perhaps fearing of God doesn't apply to us.
因为我们太强调神的慈爱跟他的恩典。
We overemphasize the love and mercy of God.
甚至我们认为神是绝对的宽容跟包容的。
And we even feel that the Lord will compromise and accept anything.
任何的过犯啊，神他都不计较。
And the Lord will not count on any sin we commit.
甚至在我们还没有认罪悔改之前，神已经赦免了。
Even prior to our confession and repentance, he has already forgiven us.
所以对于神认为啊，说一切都是理所当然的。
Then we take everything granted from God.
神跟人啊不再有距离了，中间那个幔子已经被主耶稣拿掉了。
Since the veil was removed by the Lord, there should be no gap between man and God.
我们能够跟神亲近，甚至我们可以跟他勾肩搭背。
We can even draw near to God and become buddies.
是好朋友嘛。
And we are good friends.
一无惧怕。
There should be no fear.
但是我们看看哦。
Let's take a close look.
当这个以赛亚先知他看到神的时候。
When a prophet Isaiah was facing God.
他的表现是什么？
What was his reaction?
他的表现是我有灾祸了。
And woe to me.
因为啊我是个嘴唇不洁净的人，又居住在嘴唇不洁净的百姓当中。
I have defiled lips and also living among those who have defiled lips.
哦，我们无限的把神的地位啊降低到跟我们同样甚至比我们更低。
And we try to lower the status of God, even lower than us.
哦，完全截然不同于旧约圣经里头的先知，哦，他们对神的态度。
And our attitude was very different from the Old Testament prophets.
哦，就是因为这样子的一个态度跟观念。
It's because of this kind of attitude and concept.
哦，让我们弟兄姐妹之间啊，经常会因为小小的一点误会跟摩擦就不来教会。
Even with a very minor conflicts or conflicts and refusing to come to church.
仅因为跟我们一起服侍的同工们，他们观念跟我们不一样，我们就脱离了侍奉的行列。
Or have some kind of a discrepancy between each others, then one refused to continue to serve the Lord.
我们便
with his co-workers
放弃了我们服侍的对象。
And we gave up a chance to serve the object.
所以我们想想，我们怎么能那么容易的放弃我们的信仰？
Let's take a close look. How can we just so simply giving up our faith?
信仰以及教会在我们的心目当中啊，到底占着何等的地位？
And our faith and the, what kind of importance or percentage of a faith and the church in our heart?
一个轻忽神的人，绝对会轻忽所犯的罪。
If a person takes God lightly, then he will also take lightly of his sin committed.
甚至轻慢我们所相信的真理。
And he will even take the truth very lightly, not seriously toward his truth.
我们想想看，一位没有权威任人摆布的神。
If God had no power, no authority.
像这样一个急用急弃没有举足轻重的信仰。
And if this faith is very, very simple, it's a very
disposable. 急用急弃就是用的时候才好。
懂 ，Yeah. Okay, it's just like you know a disposable faith.
根本没有办法构成人内在的方向、引导以及行为的规范。
There's no way a person's faith can be regulated and guided.
所以一个真正相信神的人
，If a person who truly believes in God,
必然确认他才是神
，and he should truly understand he is the true God.
我们不再把我们自己生命的主权掌握在自己的手中
，and we do not take our life. We do not simply just master our life and future.
一个心存心中有神的人
A person who has God in his heart.
知道将来要在审判台前向神交账。
And knowing that he is going to face God and facing the final judgment.
一个对自己忠诚不隐瞒各种私情邪欲的人。
A person who is very open-minded and friendly to all the sins and the desire that he has committed.
不可能不怕神的。
And it's impossible to say that he's not fear of God.
如同这个在十字架上面跟耶稣同定的那两个强盗。
Just like those two burglars who were crucified on the cross with Jesus.
那个接受耶稣那一位对于拒绝耶稣的那个强盗这么说。
And the person who confessed in front of the Lord, rebuking the one who refused the Lord, saying that,
你还不怕神吗？
You are still not fearing of God.
所以敬畏神。
So fearing of God,
对我们个人的灵命有非常密切的影响。
And it will directly influence our spiritual life.
让我们不敢轻慢我们的信仰。
So we will not take our faith lightly.
让我们严于律己。
We will discipline ourselves.
信仰不是外在的形式，而是内在生命的实际。
And faith is not just a superficial of formality, and it has to be a very real and firm.
所以没有办法靠着外在的规范，唯有靠着内在的追求。
So it cannot be regulated by the external force. It has to be from real inside.
而对神的敬畏正是帮助我们建立我们内在生命更新跟信仰追求最大。
So fearing of God has become the motivation to regulate our faith and our life, and also to submit to Him.
这个是敬畏神跟我每个人属灵生命的之间的关系
This is so fearing of God plays a very important role.
使徒时代的这些使徒们。
The disciples during the apostolic time.
他们之所以能够承担主耶稣把教会要建立在他们那个时代里头。
During the time when Jesus commanded them and to build the church.
不是他们比人更有才能。
It is not because they are more talented than the others.
不是他们比人更有社会的地位。
Not because they had a better social status,
而是他们更加的对神有敬畏的心。
It's because of fearing of God,
才能够承担建立教会的使命。
So they can take over these heavy responsibilities, to establish the church.
不是表面的，而是实际的。
It's not superficial, it has to be very real and true.
也唯有实际的东西才能够存留的下来。
Only the real things can last forever.
信仰也必须要是实际的。
So a faith has to be real.
不然的话就会流于形式。
And genuine. Otherwise, it becomes formality.
就经不起考验。
You will not be able to stand first of any kind of trials and test.
那再来，我们来谈谈敬畏神跟肢体之间的关系。
And we are also take a look of a fear of God, how would it relate among all the different branches?
使徒行传为我们描述了一个早期教会的美丽图画。
And the book of the Acts of Apostles provide us a very beautiful scenario in the early churches.
就同刚刚小弟所说的，早期教会的信徒在属世的数值没有办法跟今天的你我来相比。
As I just mentioned, the social status of the early church members are incomparable to us.
他们的教育水平差。
They have less education.
社会地位低。
Also with less social status.
没有公民教育，甚至不知道什么是民主意识。
They have no concept of democracy.
对人的尊重还有对不同意见的容忍程度也不同于我们民主时代的有民主素养的我们。
They have very different understanding and tolerance towards different in the concepts.
但是他们却能够达到我们所达不到的地步。
But they can attain the situations that we are not be able to attain so.
关键在于他们比我们更加的敬畏神。
And the only key is fearing of God. They are more fearing of God than us.
一开始小弟就说，早期的教会充满着惊吓。
And as my mentioned that in the early churches, there are a lot of fears and frightful things.
使徒行传的第一章就记载卖主犹大他的下场。
And in Acts chapter 1, it describes about the end of Judah.
当然是来警告当时的信徒犹大失败犹大的失败来作为见解。
And the purpose was to warn the members of the churches about his failure and serving also as a lesson to all the believers.
不要重蹈他卖主背信的覆辙。
And do not follow his steps.
第五章亚拿尼亚夫妇的故事。
And in Acts chapter 5 about Ananias.
因为他们欺哄圣灵，结果被神击杀。
And because they lied to the Holy Spirit and were killed.
当然也具有杀鸡儆猴的效用。
And also serving as a negative role models, warning the believers.
这些记载目的都在揭示一个事实，就是神是大而可畏的。
And all of this reflecting a very important fact that about fearing of God is very essential.
是轻慢不得的。
And we should never take God very lightly.
所以侍奉他的人必须要战战兢兢的来服侍。
Those who serve the Lord should serve him with fear.
有人说教会是一个不可能的可能。
And someone says that a church, the formation of a church, is impossible and yet be possible.
因为信徒来自五湖四海。
Because the members came from different, all the members are from different backgrounds.
各有不同的背景，不同的经历。
And having different experiences.
想法做法也不一样。
Also having different ideas.
所以要让他们能够走在一起，有同样的心思意念，能够不分彼此的团契相交。
And how can the church having all different kinds of backgrounds believing and together with greater harmony and serving the Lord?
根本是不可能的事。
And it is impossible.
更由于教会不能够在信仰以外，另外再设立入会的条件。
And moreover, the church cannot establish a requirement to be members.
不能够用职业、学历、年龄、性别、种族等等来做区分。
The church cannot use the secular requirements categorize or to classify the members.
那信仰就成了信徒跟信徒之间唯一的公分母了。
And the faith has become a common factor between all the members.
也就是说，信仰是我们之间唯一共同的地方。
And faith is our common factor.
要是我们要能够和谐共处，能够同心同德，就必须在这个必须使信仰这个唯一相同的压倒其他的不同。
If we have to live in greater harmony, then the faith will play play the only role among us.
也唯有同多于异，才能够在在求同存异当中啊，让不可能成为可能。
Therefore, we should try to minimize all the differences and discrepancy, and living together in the greater harmony with the same faith.
今天呢，我们在谈到教会的发展。
Let's take a look of the church growth or the church development.
谈到这个多元文化
especially the differences between multicultures.
对教会的发展的一个阻碍。
And it becomes they become hindrances to the church growth.
不知道我们有没有想到使徒时代的教会。
Have you thought about the apostolic churches?
也是不同的文化。
There were different cultural backgrounds.
不同的种族。
And different ethnic groups.
不同的社会背景、社会地位。
And also different social backgrounds and status.
但是他们却能够同心合意的兴旺教会。
And yet they could still work together, prospering the churches.
问题出在哪边？
And what is the key?
问题出在他们对于信仰这一个公分母这个相同地方的一个执着跟坚持。
Because they stand firm very tightly in the common faith.
如果教会把这个信仰拿掉，把这个共同的公分母拿掉的话，教会就不是教会，成为社团了。
And if a church has the common faith, this important common factor.removed, then the church has become a social community.
那怎么样
or a secular community.
怎么样能够让教会的弟兄姐妹在这个共同的信仰上面 啊，能够彼此建立哦，能够同心合意，能够啊这个相亲相爱的团契相交。
And how could we make the church with a common faith to grow together and to live together and to communicate together？
敬畏神同样是所有教会弟兄姐妹的共识。
So fear of God should become a very important conscience. And understanding,
并且是唯一不可缺少的共识。
And this, this has to become the very important consensus among all the members.
也唯有在这样的一个共识之下
，and only with this consensus,
弟兄姐妹才可能同心合一。
Then all the brothers will be together, will be living together in harmony.
我们经常听到有些传道人谈到说，我们这个全国信徒代表大会NCC 啊。在以前哦，要到开很久很久。
And perhaps you heard about during the early National Church conferences, it took a very long time in discussion during the conference.
那自从我们开始禁食祷告之后，这个会议啊是越来越精简哦。
Since we started fasting prayer and we spend less time in the conference.
所以我们强调禁食祷告的重要。
Therefore, we focus on and emphasize upon fasting prayer.
小弟在思考这个问题。
I also try to meditate and ponder over.
能够使 NCC 从这个开好几个晚上开不完，精简到很容易就能够结束这个会议。是因为那个禁食祷告，还是因为是因为我们倚靠那个禁食祷告，还是因为我们是倚靠那个禁食祷告的对象，也就是对神的敬畏？
The key difference is why the previous NCC taking days in conference and becomes very simple and having all the issues passed smoothly is because just the fasting prayer or the fasting prayer in fearing of God.
因为这个禁食祷告让每一个与会的弟兄姐妹知道教会是神在掌权。
In the fasting prayer, all the attendees knew that God is in control and He is the master.
而不再坚持个人的一些想法跟看法。
And though they will not insist on the individual's ideas.
我想应该是对神的敬畏让整个 NCC 的会议能够精简，能够顺利。
And I believe it is due to fear of God that the entire natural conference can be shortened and all of the proposals could be passed smoothly.
所以敬畏神啊，能够让我们同心合意，能够让我们相亲相爱。
So fearing of God will enable us to live in harmony and loving each other dearly.
有一点我们必须要注意。
There's another point that we should remember.
教会的信徒必须要敬畏神。
And all the members should fear God.
但却不是扮演神。
And they shouldn't play God.
因为我们知道自己不是教会的老板。
We are not the bosses of the church.
所以如果有其他的弟兄姐妹不同意我们认为最有智慧的想法的时候。
When other members have different ideas from us and thinking that my idea is the best.
就算我们没有被其他人说服。
Even we are not convinced by the others.
放弃我们自己的坚持跟选择
，and to give up of my own idea，
但是我们也不会心存不平，坚持不让。
Then we should not feel uncomfortable in my heart。
因为我们知道教会的成员不是凭我的标准来挑选出来的。
And the members and the workers are not selected because of my standard。
不是依照我的喜好来拣选的。
And the members was not chosen by me.
如果教会里头有某些弟兄姐妹不是我能够欣然接受的。
If some members in the church that I can accept them.
甚至认为说不来最好，去之而后快啊。
Or have the attitude that it's better they don't show up since I don't like them.
我们也不敢胡作非为。
We dare not to do anything unwisely.
因为如果神还没有放弃他，
If God hasn't given up him or her,
凭什么我们对他彻底绝望？
And who am I should do anything against him?
没有人能够在现实的世界能够求得完全的公平跟合理的。
And in this real world, there's nothing really fair and square, fair and equal.
任何追求完美的举措，最终都会落得希望越大，失望也越大。
If a person only pursued for perfection, and he or she will be disappointed at the end.
只会害人累己而已。
And it will hurt the others and also hurting himself.
但是如果我们敬畏神，
If a person fears God,
我们确认他才是主人呢。
And we truly recognize him is the master.
我们就能够放心的撒手，听凭主怒。
And then we will place everything in his hands.
留待主做最终的判断。
And we let God to make the final judgment.
我们不会急于为自己来伸张我们自以为的公义。
And we will not play God and do our own behalf.
很多时候教会之所以会有纷争，
A lot of the time when we see conflicts and discrepancies in the church,
都是在于我们急于要伸张我们自认为的公义。
And we are too anxious to show righteousness. And place this in our hands.
我们坚持我们自己的看法不让。
And we so stubbornly and insist our idea.
说穿了是为神发热心。
And maybe we are very zealous for the Lord.
但其实是你替代了神不放心。
You are playing God.
我们来看看保罗在以弗所书怎么说。
Let's take a look of how Paul described in the epistle to Ephesians.
以弗所书五章二十一节。
Let's refer to epistle to the Ephesians chapter 5,
二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Submitting to one another in the fear of God.
换句话说，没有对基督的敬畏，就不可能有真正的彼此顺服。
If one has no fear of God, then the entire congregation will not be able to submit to one another.
所以因为我们敬畏神。
Since we fear God.
我们才能够同心合意。
Then we will be able to work in one accord.
那最后，让我们谈到
Finally,
敬畏神跟我们福音使命的关系。
Fear of God, fear of God will affect our mission.
我们刚刚谈到说，初代的教会在内在外在的惊吓当中成长茁壮。
We just mentioned about the internal and external fears of the apostolic church resulting the growth.
在传福音，对外传福音的事上也是一样的。
Also, this may apply in spreading gospel.
保罗说，说我不传福音就有祸了。
And Paul said, "They vote to me if I do not preach the gospel."
我若顺服就有奖赏。
If I submit to the Lord, then I will be rewarded.
保罗说，说的有祸是什么意思？
And what kind of vote that he refers to?
那个有祸就是没有办法对神交代的意思。
Which means that he cannot finally face the Lord.
所以保罗对神的惧怕胜过对人的害怕。
So Paul truly fears God more than fearing of man.
因为他对神的惧怕。
Because he fears God.
他能够不怕人，能够站在君王面前，能够为真理争辩。
And he will not be afraid of man, even standing of the kings and sovereigns defending the truth.
同样的，如果我们能够因为惧怕神，
By the same token, if we also fear God,
我们就能够胜过因为要实践传福音的这个使命所带来的困难。
Then we'll be able to exercise or execute in spreading the gospel. all the difficulties when spreading the gospel.
有个这个福音同工哈，福音组的同工，他很坦白的说。
There is a evangelical co-worker, frankly, told me.
他说他实在不喜欢哦，到街头上去发传单，挨家挨户啊去。去逐家布道。
He said that it was very unpleasant in spreading pamphlets on the street, house by house.
因为他总是预期的，他的自尊会受到伤害。
He always expects his self respect. He will lose his self respect.
他的自信心会受到打击。
And even his confidence will be defeated.
但是。他知道传福音是没有办法推卸的责任。
But he also knew that there's no way for him to refuse spreading the gospel.
如同保罗所说的，不传就有祸了。
Just like Paul said, woe to me if I don't spread the gospel.
所以他这么说。
Therefore he said,
他如果没有办法胜过自己那个懦弱。
If he cannot overcome his weaknesses,
如果他没有办法胜过那些推销员啊，
Or he can, be better than those salesperson.
他就没有办法向神来交账。
And he will not be able to face God.
所以因为对神的惧怕大于对使命承担的惧怕。
Because fearing of God more than the accomplishment of his mission.
所以他能够继续在。这个福音组里头来服侍神。
Then this member will be able to continue serving in the team.
在教会里头
，in the church，
绝大部分的服这个侍奉都是义务性质的。
Most of the works are voluntary.
我们不是为了任何物质的报酬才承接教会的事工。
We do not expect for any kind of compensation.
所以。如果我们有任何的失职或者怠忽、马虎敷衍，教会也奈何不了我们。
If we do not perform good jobs, and if we do not carry out the work diligently, the church takes no action.
当然弟兄姐妹可以把我们列为这个同工的黑名单里头以后不再邀请我们。
Perhaps you will be eliminated from the list and will not be assigned for any works.
如果说这是一种惩罚的话，
if you treat this as a punishment,
也在于
or penalty,
也在于那一些有心要服侍的弟兄姐妹，才会有这种感觉。
And only to those who truly want to serve the Lord, we have this kind of feeling.
如果我们真的是没有心服侍神，
if one has no intention,
那不让我们服侍哈。那不是更好吗？求人得人啊。
If I have no intention to serve, so better still. If I have no assignment,
那就是因为我们惧怕神。
It's because we fear God.
我们认定服事是为神而做。
And we also understand that this is serving Him.
必须竭尽所能，必须献上最好。
We have to try our best and dedicate the best to Him.
所以我们的服事不需要人来监管。
So our service will not have any kind of supervision.
我们也不敢无法无天、任意妄为。
And we do not anyhow doing things.
因为我们对神敬畏。
Because we fear God.
所以总而言之，敬畏神是让我们竭诚实践福音使命的一个最重要的动力。
As a whole, fearing of God has become a very important motivation in serving God.
甚至它没有办法被爱来完全取代。
And it can also not be taken over entirely by love.
敬畏跟爱是一体的两面，是相辅相成的。
Fearing of God and love.Complementing each other.
是我们对神不可或缺的两种态度。
And these are the two attitudes we should have.
也唯有
serving God.
也唯有我们敬畏神，我们才能说我们爱神。
Because fearing of God, then we can say we love Him.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们能够对敬畏神，对神的敬畏 有了更清楚的认识。
So we have, then we can have a thorough understanding, in fearing of God.
对我们个人信仰的追求上。
And especially when we pursue for the growth.
对教会里头弟兄姐妹肢体的相处上。
And how we're going to live with all the brothers and sisters.
以及我们对内对外无论是牧养或者是宣道的服事上。
Whether in the pastoral or the evangelical works,
都因为我们敬畏神而能够达到达到神所要完成的一个果效。
It's because the fear of God that we'll be able to accomplish.
因为时间的关系，我们就直接来祷告。
We're going to pray now.
我们祷告的时候，我们继续为钱伯母她全身。长这个疱疹不舒服来代祷。
We continue to pray for Sister Chen.
我们会继续为教会的圣工发展来祷告。
We continue to pray for growth of the church.
为我们个人的信仰来求神帮助。
We also pray for our own faith.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel and pray together one accord.